Inflation robs the spending power of your hard-earned dollars, and we're now seeing the consequences. Hi, I'm Rob West. Inflation is bad enough for folks living on a budget with some money to spare, but it's devastating for those relying on credit cards. I'll talk about that and the best solution to the problem today with Neely Simon. And it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, our guest today is Neely Simon. She's a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. Neely, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Rob.
We always enjoy it. And Neely, you always bring good news about how to get out of debt, but I'm afraid we're going to start with some bad news today. So tell us just what's going on.
Yeah. So today, consumers are putting more purchases on credit cards and paying more to do it. We're seeing many clients who used to pay off their credit card debt every month are now carrying a balance month over month. And with rising prices and inflation, it's really caused many Americans to feel suddenly cash strapped and more dependent on the credit cards to make ends meet. The Federal Reserve of New York just issued a report about credit card debt in the second quarter of this year, and it's surging as people struggle with inflation. Americans took on $46 billion in new credit card debt from April through June of this year. That's almost a 6% increase from the previous quarter. And there was also a 13% jump in new credit card accounts. That's the biggest in 20 years. So we have to ask ourselves, what's happening here? Yeah. Inflation is higher than it's been in 40 years, which is now running around about 9%. And people are just not prepared. We really need to adjust our budgets and be intentional with our spending, because there is no doubt that carrying a balance month over month is becoming more expensive. And let me break that down for people to help you understand why. The reason is that most credit cards have a variable rate. So there is a direct connection to the Fed's benchmark. So as federal fund rates go up, so does the prime rate, and credit card rates follow suit. I know even on my own credit card statements and looking at it just in this past month, they've gone up anywhere from 1.2 to 1.5% APR. And I'm someone who doesn't carry a balance month over month. So I can only imagine what's happening with other people and consumers out there.
Yeah. Well, Neely, as we know, if folks were already living paycheck to paycheck, the effects of inflation are real. I've seen studies that say, you know, perhaps as much as $500 a month more for the average American family, which means some are spending even more than that. And that's obviously hitting them hard. I'm curious, you mentioned a 13% increase in new credit card accounts in the second quarter. Just how many is that?
Well, the number is staggering. Some 233 million new accounts were opened.
Wow.
And we haven't seen a number that high since 2008. I suppose there's one bright spot, and that's that experts are saying that the delinquency rate for credit card debt is relatively low. But I think time will tell. Total credit card debt has jumped up $100 billion in the second quarter to reach a whopping $890 billion. And it's not over. LendingTree just did a survey where 43% of the respondents said that they were likely to add to their debt in the next 6 months.
Wow. So that means it's probably just a matter of time before we see a $1 trillion number in terms of what's actually owed in total credit card debt. Neely, obviously, this is placing a huge hardship on folks. We're going to talk just after the break about the solution. But I suspect as you take those phone calls, you're hearing from a lot of folks who are really discouraged and in a desperate situation, huh?
Absolutely. People are struggling not only because of the inflation, but it's putting stress and strain from COVID too. A lot of people are not receiving bonuses, or during the COVID time were impacted by having a reduction in hours. And now they're trying to play catch up, and they just can't seem to break the cycle with inflation and rates going up as well.
Yeah, and many don't have an emergency fund to fall back on, so they're going to the credit cards as the default solution. Well, Neely Simon's with us today. When we come back after this break, we'll have the solution, some good news to help you get out of debt. She's a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. Much more to come with Neely Simon on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On American Family Radio, hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. If you put off faith sharing out of fear or intimidation or any number of reasons or excuses for not sharing your faith, listen to this from 2 Timothy 1:7 and 8. It says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of your testimony about the Lord. This is how God works. For those he sends, he equips. He has equipped you with all you need to reach the lost, everything you need to be Christ's ambassador. God has given you stories to tell, and why? Because it allows the power of God to be seen through you. And guess what? Scripture promises that the Holy Spirit will teach you at just the right moment what you should say. It's as simple as that. If you need help sharing your faith, go to igniteamerica.com.
Sound Mind Investing helps Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors who are just getting started, those making investment choices for a company retirement plan or college savings account, and people getting close to their retirement years. SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information is at soundmindinvesting.org. The website also features many articles about common money management and investing topics. soundmindinvesting.org.
Find peace in God's Word. In Nahum 1:3, the Lord has His way in the whirlwind. Frequently in life, we find ourselves in a whirlwind, don't we? Really, the wording means His way prevails even over above the storms of the whirlwind. God is in control. He has His way even above the noise of the storm.
Don't miss Exploring the Word with Dr. Alex McFarland weekdays at 3 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up with a podcast at AFR.net.
Siri, I need some help.
What's up?
Well, sometimes I feel like I can't get a handle on my money. I mean, where does it all go?
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you plan your budget and track your spending.
Oh.
Like the $3 you spend every morning on coffee.
Well, not every morning.
You'll also get access to free biblical financial advice.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Joining me today, Neely Simon. She's a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. You can learn more at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Just before the break, Neely was sharing some startling statistics out from the Federal Reserve of New York about credit card debt. Massive increases in the amount of debt, with now total credit card debt at $890 billion with a B. Also a massive increase in the number of new credit card accounts, a 13% increase, which was the biggest increase in over 20 years, which is 233 million new accounts. All of this really coming from post-pandemic finances, but on top of that, high inflation, the latest reading nearly 9%, which is really putting pressure on the average American family, and that is leading to more debt. Neely, that's, of course, dire news for the average family, but we have some good news. There's a way out of credit card debt that doesn't involve bankruptcy, which, by the way, destroys your credit rating, and is not debt consolidation, which takes takes out new debt. That's where Christian Credit Counselors comes in. So tell us how you help folks get out of credit card debt.
Sure. So the service that Christian Credit Counselors offers is called a debt management program. And the way that we're able to benefit people is that we have pre-negotiated interest rates, terms, and conditions already in place with the credit card companies that enable us to get people out of debt 80% faster while honoring their debt in full. And the way that we do this is that we're able to lower interest rates anywhere between 1 and 12% APR, and then we also snowball the debt.
Yeah, and that's obviously something we talk a lot about here. Snowballing your debt is a powerful force because as those balances come down, there's one level monthly payment. That on top of the reduced interest rates is really the secret sauce. Neely, we mentioned that bankruptcy, of course, destroys your credit rating, among other things. Talk about the impact of debt management on your credit rating, because I know that's a concern for a lot of folks.
Yeah. So with debt management, the impact on the credit score isn't from the actual program. It's actually from closing the accounts. So the amount of impact is going to be really relative to two categories, and that's payment history and credit utilization. If yeah. you're closing down accounts that have high usage, then the impact is usually pretty minor because you've already taken the hit based off the high usage, and you're really not shutting down much available credit. The goal is really to get help with the high APR, high balance accounts, and then try and keep your longest standing account, if it makes financial sense, open, as well as maybe one other general credit card. That way you're really coming up with a long-term solution to getting out of debt. You're keeping revolving credit lines open, which is 30% of your credit line, and then you're going to work on paying down the accounts that you have open to hopefully get eventually down below 30% of the credit limit, because that's the sweet spot for your credit yeah. score.
Yeah, that's really helpful information, Neely. Here's the reality from my perspective. We're not thinking about your credit rating. We want you to get out of debt. But the good news is, as Neely said, the debt management program itself is not a part of the credit scoring algorithm. And the reality is you're closing accounts all the time in all likelihood. And so it's a very minor effect for most folks in terms of the impact of closing an account. Now, Neely, a lot of folks get into credit card debt because they haven't been living on a budget. How do you at Christian Credit Counselors help folks with that so they can manage their money better and make that one monthly payment on their debt?
Yeah, so part of our consultation process, which is free, is that we walk people through a comparison estimate, which is going to outline their total amount of debt, how much we're able to save them, not only on the monthly payment, but also in interest, what their payment looks like, and then also what our fee is. And then the next step is that we walk people through a budget. We really want to figure out how much disposable income they have at the end yeah. of the month, and then maybe make some suggestions in terms of how they can be more intentional with their spending.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yes. And so after going over the comparison estimate and the budget, then we send all that information to you along with the next steps and then allow you to think about or share the program with a spouse. So there's no commitment. The call's confidential. We really just want to educate you on what your options are with credit counseling.
Yeah, very good. What about privacy, Neely? A lot of folks might be wary of sharing their personal financial information.
Absolutely. So it's important to understand in that free consultation process, we don't need any personal information. The information that we would ask from you is name, a creditor, balance, interest rate, minimum monthly payment. And with that, we're able to generate the estimate. I also think it's important to understand that as a certified credit counselor, everyone who works for Christian Credit Counselors has a DOJ background check. So we've been helping people for 32 years. You're working with people who have hearts to serve, and we have an A+ Better Business rating. And then we also are aligned with some of the largest Christian ministries in the world. So yeah. we have a strong reputation, but more importantly, it's really a privilege to help people who are struggling with their finances and to be able to come alongside and offer solutions.
Well, I know that's the way you and your team feel, and it's why we at MoneyWise recommend Christian Credit Counselors. The real beauty is that this truly is a ministry, isn't it, Neely?
It really is. In the conversations that we have with people, you know, you really learn their hearts and their pains when you're talking about their finances and their struggles. So to be able to be in a position where you can provide solutions and resources and really help people to see the light at the end of the tunnel and to be able to get out of this bondage, there's such a tremendous release and peace and freedom that you get from this process.
I know there is. Neely, we've got just about a minute and a half left. Can you end with a story, perhaps, of somebody you've helped get out of credit card debt?
Yeah, so going back to the topic of inflation and COVID, I just was helping a gentleman, Mark, this past week, and he had called up. He had about $25,000 worth of credit card debt. He has a family of four. His wife is only working part-time, homeschools the kids. And during COVID, his hours were reduced, and then he wasn't receiving his bonuses. So he really relied on the credit card debt to get him through that period of about a year and a half. Now that things are back on track, he's really struggling to break that cycle. You know, he's making payments a little bit more than the minimums, but he really just can't have breakthroughs. So it was really great to be able to offer him a solution to getting out of debt and to learn about his experiences and his family.
Oh, I can only imagine. And what an encouragement to know that there's a plan that's actually going to get him out of debt as opposed to just treading water with the normal minimum payment to your credit card. All right, Neely, how can folks get more information on a debt management plan from Christian Credit Counselors?
Sure. So you can visit our website at christiancreditcounselors.org. You can call us at 800-557-1985, or you can go to the MoneyWise website and find us there as well.
Yeah, well, I know you all have helped hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands by now, of our MoneyWise listeners, and we're so grateful for how you do it. Neely, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Neely Simon, Christian Credit Counselors and underwriter of MoneyWise. The website again is christiancreditcounselors.org. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back after this break. Stick around.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Did you know the MoneyWise listener call-in line at 800-525-7000 is open for business 24 hours a day? It's the number that never sleeps. So when the kids are off to school or you have a few minutes before that power lunch with a client, give us a call and leave your question. We use as many of them as we can on the show. 800-525-7000 is all you need to know to get biblically based answers to your questions here at MoneyWise. Call anytime. You won't catch us napping.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministry's purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost-sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
For over 40 years, American Family Association has stood for righteousness and God's truth in our nation.
American Family Association Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano.
One important way you can join us in the battle is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. The charitable gift annuity benefits you, and it benefits the culture-transforming work of American Family Association.
Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. 800-525 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. We open today with our friend Neely Simon. We will now turn the corner from debt to whatever is on your mind financially speaking. Although if you have a specific question related to debt, I'd love to hear from you. But anything else is on the table as well today. Long-term savings, investing, whether you want to talk about your giving plan or just how do you deal with the budget busters in these inflationary times. Whatever it is today, we'd love to hear from you. Pat Montague handling our phones today. Standing by for your calls, 800-525-7000. All right, let's begin in Arizona. Gary, thank you for calling today. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
My question is, I have a surplus after my bills are paid, and I've been using that to put into my 401k. Recently, I've decided to pay off my mortgage. I have 20 years left on my mortgage, but I have an opportunity to pay it off in 5 years. But that means taking the money that I put in my 401k and using that to pay off the mortgage. Is that something I should be considering?
Yeah.
Or should I be continuing to put money into the 401k?
Yeah, just a couple of questions, Gary. I mean, I love where you're headed. Obviously, both worthy goals to fund your long-term savings through a company-sponsored retirement plan and pursuing being completely debt-free, including your home. The question is just a matter of priorities and timing. We want to look at both the financial and the non-financial side of this as you think through this decision. Just a few questions for you. Number one, as you said, you're on your current path. If you were to just pay the scheduled monthly payment, you'd have this paid off in 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you saying that you would redirect the money that you were putting into the 401k on an ongoing basis toward additional principal payments to the mortgage to get you to that five-year payoff? Or were you asking about pulling money that's already been contributed to the 401k out and then applying it to the mortgage?
The first.
Okay. So you would just redirect that surplus?
Yes.
Okay,
and
great.
After 5 years, I think that I could double my money that I'm putting into the 401k.
Yeah.
Because my rent will be paid off. My mortgage will be paid off.
Sure, sure. What percent of your income are you putting into your 401k today with the additional surplus that you've been putting there?
Probably about 10 to 12%.
Okay, and what would that be if you were to redirect the surplus? Would you be down to zero, or would that just cut into it a bit?
I was thinking about going to zero.
All right, and do you get any matching from your employer?
I am 50% up to 6%.
Okay, 50% to 6%. Okay, and lastly, what is your age?
58.
Okay. Do you feel like you're behind on retirement, or have you done some planning?
A little bit. I've worked my job for 18 years, so I have a good 401k now.
Okay.
It's not great. It's by far from great. I have a great savings for me.
Yeah. Okay. And so, based on everything you know today, how long would you expect to continue working full time? Just indefinitely? Or are you targeting a certain age for retirement?
I'm targeting an age. I'd like to be retired within 10 years at 68.
Okay.
I don't want to work further than that.
Okay. Yeah, very good. All right, so a couple of thoughts here. Again, I love this idea, both worthy goals. The caveat to what I'm going to offer as counsel today would be that if you feel like the Lord is leading you to be completely debt-free, including your mortgage, and you have a real conviction about that, then I would say
it's an end of story. Let's just do that and really focus on it. But if you're okay hanging on to this debt a little bit longer, and you know, really thinking about the just the financial benefits of both options, then I would say perhaps what we do is, instead of going with the 5-year payoff option, which would take basically 100% of the money you were putting into the 401k and redirect it to the mortgage until it's paid off, what about kind of a middle of the road option, which is this? You get the mortgage company to run an amortization schedule that says, instead of a 20-year payoff, what if I have this paid off in 10 years? So that syncs up with your retirement date. And then the great thing about that is that as you're entering that retirement season, whatever the Lord redirects you to, whether it includes paid work or not, your largest expense is now off the table, which means the monthly need that you have for income has been greatly reduced. But what that allows you to do by increasing the payoff from 5 years to 10 is, my hope is that at the very minimum, you can fully maximize that 6% that gets then matched at 50%. Because that 50% return on your money, guaranteed, you're not going to find that anywhere else. That's free money, and I'd hate to let that go. I also want to take advantage of the compounding effect over the next decade of you getting this money working for you on a tax-deferred basis, and especially with where the market is right now and what we likely will see in terms of additional volatility, probably some more downward pressure as we head into the balance of this year and next. It's going to give you some great buying opportunities, in my opinion, if you're a long-term investor, for somebody who's dollar cost averaging into the market, which means a systematic, ongoing, recurring monthly contribution into your retirement plan, which allows you, as the market is at these lower levels and perhaps even lower than today, allows you to buy more shares with the same money going in, that when the market recovers, and I believe it will, you know, you'll be rewarded for that. So I think that's kind of a middle of the road option that allows you to still build retirement savings and take advantage of a decade's worth of compounding before you have to start to get more conservative as you're nearing retirement, but still gets you completely debt-free, including your home, as you're entering retirement, as opposed to having to wait another 10 years and still have a mortgage payment while you're in that season of life. But give me your thoughts.
I like it. I like it a lot. I've read it through my head a couple times in a couple different scenarios, which you mentioned. If I just did 2.5 years, I would have it paid down to like $70,000, my mortgage, and then I could start recontributing. So I'll pray about it, and yeah, we'll see what answer I get from there. But then definitely working on getting towards debt-free.
I love that. Yeah, I think the big idea here is, you know, don't give up, if you can, that 50% guaranteed return on your money, which you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's fully take advantage of that and lean on your mortgage company for that amortization schedule, so you know exactly what you need to send every month, so it's paid off by that 10-year target. We appreciate your call, Gary. This is MoneyWise. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
You've got Christians who love Jesus and they have kids and they're just like, I just don't know what my calling is.
Right.
Will and Mickey Addison.
What is it that Jesus wants me to do? I feel like I'm a teacher.
And that's that's why when you go to the scripture and talk about equipping the saints for work of ministry, you should look inside first. It can mean right, you know, at your address.
Marriage, family, and the church. That's the focus of Airing the Addisons. Weekday afternoons at 2 Central on American Family Radio.
Sound Mind Investing offers investing guidance grounded in the stewardship principles found in Scripture. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire knowledge and confidence related to investing and overall money management. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a wise and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really,
you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. More than 50,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free MoneyWise account by going to moneywise.org and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
We're delighted you tuned in to MoneyWise on American Family Radio this morning. This is where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions as choices. You know, as we think about our role as stewards, and that's what we are, we're money managers for the King of Kings. We have a high calling. God owns it all. And so as stewards, we want to be found faithful in handling his resources. You know, a steward is tasked with understanding the heart of the master and then reflecting that, carrying out his wishes. Well, how do we do that as believers? Well, we go back to God's word and we look at everything through the lens of Scripture and say, what is the heart of God? Not cherry-picking a verse here and a verse there, but the whole counsel of Scripture that says we should live with contentment, and that we should, part of the hallmark of our lives is that we should be generous, holding what we have loosely, thinking about finish lines and how much is enough, and living modestly, I believe. And, all of that is something we have to work out and wrestle through on our knees, saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? Yes, we're supposed to enjoy what he's given us, and having an abundance is not wrong. God entrusts differing amounts to each person. The question is, what are we doing with what we've been given? And can we be found faithful in that, whatever that looks like? And nobody can tell you, I don't think, the answer to that. I think you've got to work that out directly with the Lord. But we can look to the counsel of Scripture, which, by the way, has plenty to say on how to handle money and possessions. And we do that together each morning here on this program. We've got a couple of lines open. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head back to the phones. Carol, you're next on the program. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Awesome. So I recently moved to Maine, and I work from home as an independent contractor, and I have a southern car, and I need a second winter car. I need a winter car.
Yeah.
And I've had a little bit of just a stumbling block getting a loan for a cheap car. And
yes.
I'm just looking to see if there's any ideas that you could give me on where to go on how to get maybe a loan that I can afford.
I'd be happy to weigh in. Carol, give me a sense of what's been happening. What are some of the challenges you've been running into?
Well, the first one I did is my personal credit union out of New York. And basically because I just started this job in March, and was doing DoorDash and things like that for income before, she said there's just not enough. You have to have at least 2 years of work. So she even though she was able to help me with my first car and I've got a great loan with them, they just, my income difference now, they can't help me. There's a loss showing on the taxes or something.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense to them. It doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's obviously going to be more challenging, especially until you get established here, as she said, with a couple of years of documented income. You know, when you're not a W-2 employee, it makes qualifying for a loan a little more challenging, but certainly not out of the question by any means. But this recent move and that coupled with, you know, looking at your Schedule C, you know, with business deductions in mind, ultimately, you know, they're going to look at your net profit after deductions as essentially the income that's they're going to use for to qualify for a loan. And because of the newness of this work after your move, combined with you showing a loss, that's obviously working against you. It doesn't mean it's out of reach, though. And I think, you know, it's always good to start with your local bank, but I would move to some online lenders. I would go to bankrate.com, Linda, and look for at least two or three online lenders. You know, in this gig economy, this is more common than ever with folks, you know, working this way. And so lenders are having to adjust. You're likely going to have a higher interest rate. I hope you wouldn't have to go with a subprime loan because then it could get pretty high. But that may be the option for the first couple of years with you looking then to refinance at some point down the road. But I think the key is to just really do your homework and find some lenders that perhaps specialize with folks that are sub, you know, independent contractors and doing a lot of gig type work. You know, you're obviously going to have to provide a lot more documentation you know, in addition to a tax return for a couple of years. They'll often want to see, you know, bank statements and get personal references, things like that. Obviously, if you have good credit, that goes a long way, but it does only go so far. They want to see your, you know, ability to make the payment, and that's going to come down ultimately to income. And that's where your challenge is, just being able to demonstrate in this new move and with the work you're doing right now, where you don't have much history and the only documentation you have, you know, shows that you've got a loss. That's going to be your challenge. But don't give up. I would say move to some online lenders and, you know, just continue to kind of work through it to see what your very best option is. And just remember that whatever you go with for right now doesn't have to be the long-term play. You know, it could be something you look at that, you know, is only for the next 18 to 24 months, and you're looking to refinance at that point. Does that make sense?
It sure does, and I appreciate your input.
All right, Carol, don't give up and lose heart. There's something out there for you, so just continue to put the time and the work in, and I'm confident you'll find something. God bless you. Back to the phones we go. Larry's in Oklahoma. Larry, how can I help you, sir?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm 65. I still work. Plan on working, you know, for some time. Everything I own is paid for. You know, I've got a good, you know, backup in my savings.
Yeah.
But I have a traditional IRA. It's not a big one, but I've got one. And I was wanting to know what you thought about I-bonds.
Yeah.
I-bonds.
We've talked about them a good bit on this program, Larry, and I like I-bonds a lot. I think, you know, the only downside to them, frankly, is that you can't put more into them because you're limited, as you might know, to $10,000 a year per person, per calendar year. So if you're married, you and your wife could, you know, put in $20,000 this year in the electronic I-bonds. The only way to get more in is the potential for an additional $5,000 as a part of a tax refund. Right now, earning 9.62%, an unbelievable rate of return. That's only through November when it'll adjust again, because with the I-bonds, they adjust every 6 months. And that adjustment is based on CPI. But with the inflation challenges we have, including what Federal Reserve Chairman Powell said from Jackson Hole just last week, is they don't see, and although we probably have seen the peak, we don't see inflation, you know, returning to where their target is anytime soon. So that means these I-bonds are going to continue to pay an elevated rate, even though at the next adjustment, it may not be quite the 9.6% that you have now. Backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which makes them almost no risk, and they're very easy to purchase at treasurydirect.gov. The only other downside, if you will, other than you're limited to that $10,000 a year, is that you've got to hold them for at least a year. So this is not for your emergency savings because you can't get to it for 12 months. but you know, you can get to it after that. And in addition to that, if you redeem it in less than 5 years, but beyond 1 year, you just know that you'll give up 3 months worth of interest, which is not a big deal. I mean, if you were to put $10,000 in and after the first year you redeemed it, essentially you'd give up a couple of $100 worth of that roughly $1,000 in interest that you earned. So I like them a lot. Does that sound like a good fit for you?
Yeah, it does. And there's no minimum. I guess there's probably a minimum deposit, but you said the maximum was $5,000 a year.
$10,000 per year per person. And yeah, you can really get started with as little as you want. You would go to treasurydirect.gov, create your account, click on the Series I bonds, and then you'd do an electronic transfer in. Thanks for your call, Larry. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Church of England's most prominent cleric, Justin Welby, said he's ashamed of his race and gender. His words fit the modern narrative well, but he forgets a simple biblical truth. God created us to be who we are. The Bible says God knit us together in our mother's womb. He determined not only our gender, but our race. Society's problems aren't caused by gender or race, but by the sinful choices people make. Rather than be ashamed of who we are, we should rejoice in who God made us to be. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
The world in word pictures viewed through the love of Christ.
Some of the people that I met, there was no way in the world we could meet with any Christians in North Korea. That would have been a death sentence for them. And so it was in northern Manchuria where they had escaped. And the story from all of them was that three generations of their families were wiped out if they were even caught with a Bible. The cruelty is just incomprehensible.
Listen to Sandy Rios weekday mornings at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
Siri, open my food delivery app.
Before you order in again, are you sure that's in your budget?
What budget?
Exactly. You need the free MoneyWise app. With its electronic envelope budgeting system, you'll know exactly where every dollar is going, and you can finally stay on top of your money.
I guess that does sound like a pretty good idea. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay. Searching for MoneyWise in the App Store. Learn more at MoneyWise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. In just a moment, we'll head back to the phones for your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. But it's Monday, which means Bob Dahl, our good friend and market analyst, stops by. Bob is a Christ follower who's been a Wall Street veteran and money manager for decades, a frequent contributor on Fox Business. He's the chief investment officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. And countless folks count on his weekly commentary called The Dahl's Deliberations, and I know I rely on it as well. You can sign up for your own weekly commentary at crossmarkglobal.com. Bob, great to have you with us.
Happy Monday, last Monday of the summer.
Oh, that's right. We'd probably be good to put this one behind us from the market standpoint. Federal Reserve Chairman Powell captured the news last week and resulted in a pretty powerful sell-off on Friday. What in the world did he say to spook the markets?
Yeah, he said, we're going to fight inflation. And if you didn't hear me, we're going to fight inflation. And one more time, if you didn't, you know, you get the pattern. And there was some doubt from his prior press conference after the last Fed meeting, where he kind of hinted that maybe Fed funds rate was approaching neutral, maybe they didn't have a lot farther to go. And that's part of why the market had the big rally it did before this subsequent decline. So he's going to have to choose his words carefully, and we're not going to be able to necessarily count on everything he says being exactly what he's going to say the next time, which creates more confusion for the market. And that's part of why the market is taking a hit since that speech last week.
Yeah. Now, Bob, folks hearing you say that, the Federal Reserve chairman saying we're serious about fighting inflation, that sounds like good news. But what does that say to the market that causes something other than positive numbers?
Yeah, right question. Obviously, if we're going to fight inflation, it means we have to slow the economy down. We have to make sure there aren't so many jobs that are going unfilled, so we have wage rate pressures. We just have to slow it down, and that's what the market doesn't like. It worries, are we going to have a recession? At a minimum, are earnings going to be hit? And stocks never like that sort of attitude. And the more work the Fed has to do to raise rates, Rob, as you know, the higher the probability that we eventually have a recession.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, so we're just going to obviously have to keep a close eye on that, but all expectations are they will continue to raise rates for the balance of the year?
Yes, I would think so. As you know, the inflation rate is quite a bit above the Fed funds rate, and most of the time those two come into sync. So either inflation has to fall a lot, or the Fed has to raise rates a lot, or some combination of the two, and that's going to take a bunch of months.
Yeah. When would you expect to start seeing the implications of this? I mean, do you think we'll start by the end of the year to see job growth turning negative and corporate profits beginning to turn down? I mean, do you think this is right in front of us?
We're already seeing it in some places, Rob. Analysts are bringing down earnings estimates. Companies in releasing their second quarter say, well, you know, the third quarter, not so much visibility. So things are slowing. The question is it slow to still a positive number, or do we end up having a negative number and recession? And that comes back to how fast does inflation fall? How much does the Fed have to raise rates? You know the history. Soft landing, as I've just been describing, doesn't happen very often. So the recession question is going to be with us now for several more months.
Yeah. And if we were to dip into recession, you feel like with the Fed's action and how aggressive he's going to be, I mean, is this a multi-year type of event, or do you think this washes through the system, if that's even possible, next year?
I think the latter, Rob. I don't want to be overly optimistic, but this inflation showed up very quickly. It could disappear over a matter of months as well, along with some, you know, good old-fashioned fighting it along the way. So yeah. I think we'll wake up sometime in 2023 and inflation will be lower, but the economy may still be struggling. It'll be a while till we have a robust economy again, is another way to say it.
Yeah, very good. All right, Bob, final thoughts for investors today. They're more than 10 years out from retirement. They feel like they have the right asset allocation, but they're just a little nervous. What do you say to them?
I say, you know, the market's had a big decline, Rob. Don't panic now and head for the hills and redeem at what is probably closer to the low than the high. We could have more downside in the market, but I don't think we're going to have another 15 or 20% as we've experienced since the first of the year. I think you're just going to be sloppiness. In fact, Dahl's Deliberation, our essay is entitled Volatile Churn and Choppiness to Persist. But I think it's going to be a lot of sidewise chop, red some days, green some other days.
Yeah, very good. All right, Bob, we always appreciate your insights and kind of recentering us, if you will, on what we need to be thinking about in these really interesting times. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
My privilege as always. God bless.
All right. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. All right, back to the phones we go for our final callers today. Let's head to, Joan in Texas. You're next on the program. How can I help?
Good morning. I had a question about BlackRock Financial. My
yes.
broker has directed some of my funds into BlackRock, and I'm kind of skeptical about this company. What do you think?
Yeah, in what sense? Is it related to your values, Joan, or the merit of the investments, or what is it that has you uneasy?
Well, I try to be biblically responsible.
Yeah.
And this, what I'm reading online and this Larry Fink and mm-hmm. so forth kind of concerns me.
Yeah. And I would concur with that. I would say if you really want to invest in a way that's aligned with your values as a believer, that would probably not be the, well, it wouldn't be the fund family I would choose, just because, you know, there has been a lot beyond just the merits of the investments that through influencing through proxy voting and shareholder advocacy, and just because of the sheer amount of assets that are in these family of mutual funds, Larry Fink and others at BlackRock have leveraged that to push political agendas that would not line up with Christian values. And so it's not just about the investments, it's about all of the other things that are going on. And so I think if you're somebody that says, listen, I have a conviction that my values are expressed in my investments, whether that looks like avoiding certain companies that don't line up with my values, engaging or embracing other companies that specifically do line up with my values, they're making a difference in the world, maybe even some of them having a kingdom impact. And then beyond that, companies or an investment fund family that will actually, on behalf of you as the shareholder, engage in a positive conversation with company leadership around encouraging them not to alienate certain subsets of the population or the investing universe, including Christians, and really positively advocating for Christian values in an appropriate way, which is very, is a part of what you have the ability to do as a shareholder. So what I would say, Joan, is you mentioned an advisor. I think you said the word broker. I would be talking to your advisor about this concern, and perhaps if this is something you want to do in terms of moving toward faith-based investments, if this advisor doesn't have the ability to do that or doesn't really understand this investing universe, I'd probably look for a kingdom advisor as a possible alternative, but somebody who can specifically bring this kind of faith-based investing to the table in a way that you haven't had access to before. Does that make sense?
It does. And okay. He is a Christian.
Okay.
And I am invested in Timothy funds, but
great.
Timothy has larger service fees than I'm comfortable with.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
well, the good news is there's a whole host of fund families out there, Joan, that you could be invested with. If you go to moneywise.org, you'll see many of them, Eventide and Guidestone and Praxis. And, there are world-class investments fund families out there, and even some that offer exchange-traded funds that have this more specific faith-based investing approach. And you'll find a variety of expense ratios as well as performance. Many of them are award-winning. So I would perhaps, re-engage with your advisor around this conversation. And maybe just the first thing is you move out of BlackRock if you have, concerns about that, and replace it with something else. And then just kind of move forward over time, okay?
Okay. I appreciate your insight and your thoughts on it.
All right. And God bless you, Joan. We appreciate you checking in with us today. And I know this is a challenging landscape, and you certainly want to get it right. You sound like somebody who's been thoughtful about your investments to this point, and I'm delighted to hear your advisor's a believer. And so I think that's perhaps the next step, is just to say, listen, here's my concerns. Where do we go from here? I like Timothy, but what other options are out there as well that could complement your total investment assets, but do it in a way that you feel like really aligns with your values as a believer, which I know is important to you as well. So God bless you, Joan. All the best to you as you navigate this road. We're delighted you were on the program today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. It's always a privilege to come alongside you each morning to mine the scriptures and apply God's truth to the decisions and choices you're thinking about as it relates to handling your money. And we certainly want to be an encouragement to you. By the way, check out our website when you get a chance. You can find more information on the MoneyWise app. You can access all of our great content and even jump into the MoneyWise community and post a question. There's questions being posted every day. Thank you to my team today, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, and Mr. Jim Henry. We're so glad you were along with us. I hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll be here to do it all over again. In the meantime, may God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.